Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Praise God. We've been looking this week, as I've shared a message, at Psalm 37 and how we can walk in peace and in victory. And this is a marvelous psalm. There's so much in it. You could spend hours and hours preaching on it. But there's some very clear things the Spirit of the Lord directed the psalmist to include, that as we do this, we will be able to walk in peace and in victory in this world in which is nothing but in turmoil and lacking no peace whatsoever. There is no peace, says God to the wicked. Amen. And that is true. But let me just, by way of brief review, as we've only gotten through a few verses, but verse 1 says, "Fret not yourself because of evil doers." We're not to be upset. Why? Because we know their time is coming. If they do not repent, God will cut them down. They will be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. What is the second thing he tells us to do? To trust in the Lord and do good. If we will do that, if we will look to the Lord and do what he says to do, every need spiritually, physically, emotionally will be met. Trust in the Lord, do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. All of those hungers, all of those needs will be met. And then a third thing, we're to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. So let me put it the other way around. Lord, give me the desires of my heart, then I'll delight myself in you. Nuh-uh, don't work that way. And then fourth thing we can do is commit our way unto the Lord. That's what we looked at yesterday. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. In fact, I'm going to read that again. Verse 5, it says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass." And it goes on further, "He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." And now let's look at verse 7. There's another command in there. It says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way," or repeating of that same thought in verse 1, "because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." And it goes on, "Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any way to do evil." Sometimes we hear some of the things that are going on, and we see how it seems that the wicked are prospering in their way, and it's very upsetting. It's just, we can get really angry about it. Angry because we're not experiencing, we may be embattled, we may be having all kinds of problems, but how do I begin this broadcast as Brother Glass did years before me? You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. He will solve our problems as we trust in him. Praise God. And so we have to just understand that as we delight ourselves in the Lord, as we rest in him and wait patiently for him, and we're not fretful because of what's going on in the lives of other people, what can we do? We can stand at peace. We can walk in peace. We can be at rest in the promises of God. We no longer have to murmur or voice complaints. We can be still in the presence of the Lord, for he will not fail us. Verse 6 says, "Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Not only are we to cease from anger, we're not to do evil. Amen. Trust in the Lord and do good. And if we doubt what God has said to us in his word, it's an act of disobedience. It's spiritual rebellion and unbelief. And unbelief and rebellion and disobedience are sinful. What did the prophet Samuel say to Saul? Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Beloved, we have to understand that when God tells us something in His Word, it is for, He's not just trying to make our lives hard or difficult or miserable. He's not trying to keep us from, quote, fun or fulfillment. No, He knows He made man in His image, and He knows what the things are that we truly need. Sometimes we think we need things when it's not the... Aren't you glad God didn't answer all the prayers you've ever prayed? God's, because He knows best. Sometimes, Brother Glass used to say, sometimes He says no. God, he said, God always answers prayer. Sometimes, of course, it's yes and we rejoice. And secondly, it could be not now. There's a future time that God's going to answer it, or He might just say no. And you know what? You can't pout about it. You have to realize that God has, He's got a better plan. You know what? I've shared, well, I don't think I've ever shared it on the broadcast, but when I first came to the Lord, I was in a relationship, and the Lord said, I want you to give Him up for me. Will you do it? And it just broke my heart. But because I loved God, and I wanted everything He had, and I said, yes, Lord. And I think if I had not done that, down the road, years later, I may never have married Reverend Neil Glass, and I wouldn't be on this station ministering to you. So you see, when something can mean so much to us, yet when we ask God to do certain things, it may be in our best interest to say no. So, beloved, we can't get angry. We can't be in unbelief. We can't be in rebellion and disobedience. We have to say, Lord, not my will, but Thy will be done. And then let's go on in verse 9, and this is very encouraging. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. What a beautiful, beautiful plan God has for us. When He comes and He sets up His kingdom, there will be no more evil, there'll be no more wickedness, there'll be no wars, and Jesus will reign from Jerusalem with equity, with justice, with judgment. The knowledge of the Lord will fill all the earth as waters cover the sea. Praise God. However, only those who will yet then come to God and recognize Him as Lord and Savior, will they be secure in relationship with the Lord? Because you know what? After 1,000 years, the devil's going to be loosed, and there are going to be nations that stand against God, if you can believe. And of course, their judgment and punishment will quickly come. And then at the end of that millennial reign, God is going to create a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Praise God. We shall be forever with the Lord. And John had a vision of the new Jerusalem coming down to earth, and we will be forever with the Lord, and no unclean thing will ever enter into the gates of that city. So, beloved, this isn't just pie in the sky. Yes, it's maybe for a future time. But God, and the blessings of God are not just for a future time. When He talks about meeting all of our needs, He's talking about here and now, beloved. When we're with the Lord, we're not going to need anything. Adam and Eve didn't need anything in the garden at all, right? And so we will experience the blessings of God in His presence, His fullness of joy at His right hand. There are pleasures forevermore. Scriptures say, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that, nor hath entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. Beloved, we have a glorious future, a tremendous, fantastic prospects before us. And so now it behooves us to yield and surrender to the Lord and do the things He tells us to do. Don't get upset if the wicked are prospering. You know, pray for them. Pray that God get their attention, save their souls. But you know what? You're going to go on with God. I'm going on with God. Let me share. I have to just do this. There's some passages in Isaiah I just have to share as I bring this broadcast to a close, chapter 12, and I'm going to read, it's just a very short chapter in Isaiah, the six verses, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. You know, we can't despise the chastening of the Lord. He goes on to say, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, there you go, and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw waters out of the well of salvation, wells, plural, of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's bring this broadcast to a close in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord. You have so much for us. Father, we do cry out and shout. We are dwelling in spiritual Zion. And Father, we rejoice that you will rejoice over us with joy, and you will sing over us with singing. Lord, we are your redeemed. And Lord, just forgive us of any unbelief or fretting that we have had recently, or that we just are complaining that things don't seem fair, and when is God going to move? Lord, you have an appointed time, the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. You will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. I said that on those verses on Monday's broadcast. God has a time. Hold on, trust the Lord, praise God, do what he tells you to do, and know that your future destiny is secure in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I could go on for hours, I feel, but I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without giving you an invitation to write and share your prayer needs. Radio broadcasting has been a part of this ministry since 1965, continuous daily broadcasting. However, there is a very vital part of that ministry, also the ministry of correspondence, which I dearly love, and it's my spiritual family. So I invite you to write, become a part of our spiritual family. I trust the Lord for finances. Every letter is meant to encourage and to inspire. And also avail yourself of this offer, complimentary copy of Brother Glass's article, Which Way Are You Running? It'll Build Your Faith. I love you. I thank you for your prayer support, your financial gifts, without which we could not stay on this station. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577 Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.